Now, do you have a smartphone? Do you take it with you everywhere you go, to the shops, to work, to bed? Well, all that data your phone is collecting about you could be able to predict changes in your health and even figure out if you're sick before you realize you have symptoms. And if you've got a smartwatch or another wearable smart device, they collect even more health-specific information about you. To find out more about these digital diagnoses, I've got Dr. Caleb Ferguson in the studio with us this morning. He's a Senior Research Fellow at the Western Sydney Nursing and Midwifery Research Centre. Caleb, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Jess. Thanks so much for having me.
Now, what we know our phones collect a lot of data.
Yep.
We know they hold a lot of data. What health-specific data are they collecting about us?
Yeah, certainly. So I think when you reflect on, sorry, your morning routine, take through what you do with your phone during the day and what kind of things that it records about you.
Too much.
A lot during the day. And so, you know, if you reflect, when you wake up in the morning, you might be the type of person that grabs that phone from the bedside to switch off the alarm clock. So, you know, it's going to capture the duration of sleep that you've had. And if you use a sleep type app, it might also monitor the sort of quality of the sleep that you've had.
Mm.
And then I guess throughout the day, if you're using the new sort of screen time app that a lot of phones have now, it captures how long you spend on your phone, how often you pick it up during the day. Many smartphones will monitor the amount of physical activity that you've had during the day. If you wear a smartwatch, it might capture your heart rate data. If you have some smart scales at home, you might hop on them in the morning and might passively collect your weight and so on. So there's a lot of passive data collection going on from your smartphone in particular, but from other wearables as well. So these can be a variety of things from smartwatches to other wearable devices. And when they're sort of put all together, all that data provides a really interesting, comprehensive as well, quite a comprehensive snapshot, sort of jigsaw puzzle piece all put together of your health and well-being. So I guess it's important to sort of put that in context. It might not be the best type of data, it might not be the most accurate, but it is certainly helpful to paint a picture of your health and well-being.
So to get an accurate kind of diagnosis, if we're painting this big overall picture of our well-being and we maybe want to see if we are getting sick or if something is happening, do we need to have particular apps that collect data about our health? What are the most kind of used apps people have out there when it comes to collecting health data?
Yeah, I want to really also put this in context of people with chronic disease as well, and who are living longer and are more likely elderly, and who have chronic conditions, and if they carry devices or have some wearable devices as well, that these can sort of monitor things during the day. And if you think, if you're living with a chronic condition in particular, so I'm talking about those with chronic disease in particular, a lot of the time, if it's a progressive chronic disease, when you have events that lead you to take you to hospital or periods of sickness or ill health, these will be sort of preempted by deterioration. So a lot of the time, patients will probably not be as physically active and might have some changes to a lot of different parameters before they go to see a health professional or before they go to the hospital and to the ED. So using that data in a really meaningful way, or getting the best out of that data, is really important. I guess there's a lot of different apps that people have on their phones. Some of them are put on there as sort of software standard, that just will track passively the data throughout the day. And other people might download different apps. I mean, just to name a few, but MyFitnessPal to track diet and exercise.
I've got that one.
And that's that's quite helpful when it comes to weight management and healthy eating as well. But sleep trackers are quite common, and a lot of people use them as well. And other things that track sort of heart rate data is potentially quite clinically useful to have a look at.
Mm, yeah. And aren't there smart watches that will take your blood pressure now these days as well? Or they're coming onto the market, something along those lines, like a wearable blood pressure device.
Yeah, so there's a lot of different cardiovascular monitoring devices that are kind of like medical equipment.
Yeah.
But however, I guess the more sophisticated that wearables get, a lot of those sort of medical standard devices might become easily integrated into everyday wearables that are quite common, like smartwatches and so on. Yeah.
Now, one issue I guess a lot of people are concerned with is the issue of privacy and the issue of where all this data is being stored and who has access to it.
Yeah, certainly.
Is there a way to make sure that we're still being safe with our privacy when we're collecting all this?
Yeah, and I guess it's about how really also clinicians and make best use of these types of data. Typically when you go and see a doctor or go and see a GP, for example, they might ask you how you've been going. They'll do a bit of a clinical assessment. They'll look at you, do a physical assessment. They'll do some blood tests or some scans, so diagnostic imaging and some bloods and so on. But probably rarely they'll want to have a look at your smartphone and have a look at some of the data around your smartphone device. But one of my arguments is about how we best integrate that data. And I guess, you know, clinicians in particular, health professionals, are governed by a code of conduct, and obviously privacy, confidentiality and data protection are very core issues for health professionals. And I guess it's very important for health professionals to maintain that confidentiality when it comes to data protection. Within the acute care setting and in primary care, we use electronic health records, and there is no sort of integration across, limited integration across sort of everyday wearables into that electronic health record. So pretty much the only way at the moment that health professionals can tap into that is really by asking the patient for consent and to have some insight and gain some insight into their digital device use and maybe some of the data that's been capturing, because there is no connection between those two systems.
And I guess as we start exploring it more, we'll be able to start seeing trends with the data that's being collected and be able to align that with certain diagnoses as well. Yeah. So how useful would that be if you go to the doctor, say, I'm feeling poorly, and they can plug your smartwatch in and say, you haven't moved a lot or something along those lines?
It is sounding very futuristic, isn't it?
It sounds so futuristic, but in a really good way. When technology is used for good, it makes people happy and it makes people healthier. So I think that as long as we can keep the privacy thing under control, then this is a fantastic way for people to be able to have a bit more ownership over their health. Is there a certain device that you think is better than others in terms of capturing health kind of data?
I wouldn't say that one is, I'm not going to give any recommendations in terms of devices.
Like a smartwatch better than a smartphone, or is a pedometer tracker better than something else?
Yeah, I guess like what I'm talking about in the article I wrote recently for The Conversation is around about what we call a digital phenotype, and it's when all of these multiple data points are sort of connected together and paint this really comprehensive overview of health and well-being. So I wouldn't say that it's about one device over the other, but it's how those pieces are sort of put together and paint that overall
picture. The jigsaw
is
put together. Yeah. God, it's so fascinating. I swear, I'm always astounded by what technology can do and how it can integrate into our lives better. Caleb, unfortunately, we'll have to leave it there, but thanks for joining us
this
morning.
Thanks so much.
That was Dr. Caleb Ferguson, their Senior Research Fellow at the Western Sydney Nursing and Midwifery Research Centre, letting us know all about how our smartphones and smartwatches could help us diagnose our kind of own illnesses and paint a better health picture for us all.